Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com. Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. Aureon.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. This week, broadcasting from the Island Coffee House, of all places. And what island might that be? That would be Anna Maria Island here on the Gulf Coast of Florida. On with us right now is our friend Laura Kennard back in Des Moines talking about networking, education, all kinds of things. Laura, welcome to the Business News Hour.
Hey, welcome. So that sounds very wonderful. Coffee shop.
We got they have these great berry tarts here, by the way. And if you bring in your own cup, you get 20% off. Of your drink. Kind of cool.
Well, it's a good timing for you because it's raining here all week.
Yeah, it's been raining here too, so you know.
You brought it with you.
Exactly.
What?
What do we got going on, Laura?
We'll bring the sunshine back. This is a weird week for me too because I leave for Nigeria, Africa on Friday.
Right.
So a lot of things I'm going to talk about coming up I will be out of pocket for, but that's doesn't mean that anyone else can't go.
There you go. Let's roll through it.
Let's just go ahead and talk about what we've got coming up this evening, actually. So if you can catch it right away, we have Monday. Actually, let me start over with that. Catch it next month because it's an afternoon thing. Mondays for Money is at the Iowa Center each and every Monday.
Got it.
So, and as you know, we've talked about Iowa Center, and they have some really wonderful programming, which you can find on their site or go to dmbizmixer.com and kind of scroll down on the blog post for this week. You'll see that they have, some regular stuff, but also on the 22nd, so tomorrow, they will have Understand the Value of Being a Targeted Small Business. And I tell you what, I wish I could go to this myself because I'm in the process of, seeing what it takes to go through becoming a targeted small business with the state of Iowa. I know it starts with making sure that you have your business registered, which I just did one of my own last week. But there's a lot of special value if you are one of the businesses that can be considered a targeted small business in terms of some contracts and things that you can get, kind of a leg up on. So it's a really great thing if you are a woman or a minority business owner to check that out. So they're going to have a session on that. That's one thing I just really wanted to highlight going on with them. We also have some things with the Greater Des Moines Partnership that will be coming up, including the Urbandale Chamber will be sponsoring regional after hours. This is going to be the Riverwalk Rendezvous. Again, I hope the rain holds out because that's tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
After work hours. But it's Riverview Rendezvous under the canopy.
And bring your umbrella.
Right.
I hate to break this news to you. I hate to break this news to you. Right now, I'm looking at sunshine here on the Gulf Coast of Florida. I just had to tell you. Okay. Not to rub it in or anything.
And then also the chamber has coming up on Wednesday, May 23rd. This is over lunch hour, top five. There's a series of top five for small businesses.
Right.
And this one will be particularly interesting because it's things for your website and changes to consider on a yearly basis. So, you know, a lot of times we have websites and then we just sort of let them
sit. I know. Down, yeah, right? That's one of those things, Laura, that just confounds any one of us that are in marketing or advertising, how individuals can put up a website and then just leave it. I mean, you know, and don't, I mean, how long have we been preaching this? The search engines will just bypass you if they see that nothing new has been added. That's why we constantly say,
right,
you know, if you can hook your blog to your website or hook your Twitter account or something that shows activity all the time. It's so important.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, even if you're not doing a blog all the time, which is definitely recommended from a search engine optimization point of view, this is just going to help you at least cover the bases of what you really need to be looking at updating every year. So, I think that would be a really wonderful thing, and that's going to be at the Greater Des Moines Partnership downtown.
Yep. 700 Locust Street.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for adding that.
It's quite all right. That's why...
That's
why I'm here.
And that's open to the public. You don't have to be a member to attend that. So another thing I was going to mention that I think would be really good, speaking of podcasting like we're doing right now, and we've been talking a lot about live and podcasting and all this stuff, tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3:30 in the afternoon. You know, it's kind of short notice, but Drake School of Journalism and Mass Communication Professor Chris Snyder will be doing an introduction to audio podcast workshop. So he's going to cover best practices, some equipment that you could purchase on your own, just everything from strategy to even technicalities with, you know, having a good production of your podcast and some of the platforms that podcast might, be located. So I think if you've had any interest in getting started with that,
right,
Chris is just a phenomenal instructor in this area. So that'll be at Drake. And you can actually find on Facebook that Intro to Audio podcast workshop is also listed on Facebook events in the Des Moines area. So, and then tomorrow you could head over immediately after the podcast workshop and you can go to a workshop on planning and marketing events that don't suck. So that's just another thing. That's from 3 to 5, and that's put on by AMA Iowa. It's workshop planning and marketing events that don't suck. And you can sign up for that. That's also one that is open to the public. And it's going to be held at the NCMIC, I don't know what that acronym stands for, I'm sorry to say, but it's at 14001 University Avenue, Clive. So, and they got a link for the tickets that you can get there on their, if you go through the AMA Iowa website, and also, again, this will be posted at dmbizmixer.com, and you can also find this workshop on Facebook. It's also listed there. So
very nice.
Place to find it and get
all kinds of places, and we'll have links, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, we'll have links to dmbizmixer.com, so you can find that.
Yeah, so I think that those will be, some incredibly useful events coming up for a lot of small businesses out there. I think, as things are changing. The other thing I was going to mention is that on Thursday, May 24th, the 2018 Innovation Iowa Launch Party will be going on at 7000 Northwest 62nd Avenue in Johnston.
You have to say that correctly.
And this is hosted by the Des Moines Business Record.
Yeah, you have to say that correctly. Oh, by the way, I saw Connie. Connie was going on vacay. We were at the same airport together just the other day.
Okay.
From the Des Moines Business Record. Anyway, so just a little heads up on that. But you need to be able to say the city of Johnston correctly because it is Johnston. Johnston. Yes, you have to. You have to give it that.
In the city of Johnston.
There, very good.
This is a new magazine for Business Record.
Of course.
Innovation Iowa Magazine. Network with the statewide business leaders. Hear visionaries reflect on the state's innovative achievements.
Wow.
And meet the next generation of leaders. So
there you go.
So I think that also that would be, looks like there's a lot of folks involved in innovation in ag, of course, because that's pretty strong in the state of Iowa.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, innovation of all sorts of types, and they're going to have a magazine now that sort of celebrates that.
So. There you go. All right.
So those are some of the key things outside of our normal, you know, weekly stuff like Million Cups at the Science Center. These are some things that I thought we should talk about.
Always timely, Laura. Thank you so much.
Yes, and have fun in Florida, sir.
Yeah. We get this up on the podcast, we're going to be all set. Hey, thanks again. I really appreciate
okay,
it. And we'll touch base throughout the week.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
That, ladies and gentlemen, Laura Kennard, you'll find all kinds of information about that up on our podcast page. We'll have direct links to DM Biz Mixer. Why? Because you got to have fun when you're out there doing business. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our engineer. Advertising guru is Aaron Libby. The voice of insight on Business the News Hour is Hunter Pease. Music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some great music for your business? We can hook you up. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.